5 lines before the Mishnah, we hear in the Mishnah, Boshol Oimer, Mutal La'odom Lahaskir Mashkaine Shal Oni Liyos Poiches Vahilech Amar Rav Chanan Barami Amashmul Halachik Abishol Af Abishol Oyomar Elo Bemoro Asol V'Kardoim Oyel V'Nofish Igrayu V'Zutar Pichsayu. That was his mutter to rent out a mashkin of a loive, that stavke, the mashkin is something that nofish agrayu, that there's a lot of schar that one gets from the usage of this mashkin, bezuta pichsayu, and the pchas is very small. That's a hole, or to say a plane in an axe. Zogs the Mishnah weiter. Hamavir chovis smimokim lemokim v'shvoro. A person was transporting a chovis mimokim lemokim. He was carrying it v'shvoro, and he broke it. And the Pashta says he broke it through niskal. He tripped, and then it broke. Is bein shemachinam bein shemasocha yishova. Saya Shemachina and Shai Shemesocha Yeshova. So Rashi says Yeshova, Shaloi Posha, that he wasn't Peshaya, Beyifta. Bigmore Meforish Taima Amai Potter Shemesocha Beshvue, Hobalav Pshia Nami Chayev. That means even though he wasn't Peshaya, he's also Chayev. She'ainza Oines, that what he was niskal, a fellow will say niskal lav peisheya, ela kigneve vaveide, shen kreivim loines upshia. So a fellow we will assume that niskal lav peisheya, but it's not an onus. So it's korev lgneve vaveide, so a shemesocha should be chayev. So we have to understand why the Tanakhama holds Yeshova by Yeshema Socha, Yeshova Shaloi Posha V'Yifta, but he was an Iskal. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Rabbi Lezer said, Zeh V'Zeh Yeshova, V'Tmiya Ani Michailim Zeh V'Zeh L'Yeshova. Zot Rashi, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Zeh V'Zeh Yeshova, T'mih Ani, Kloima, Af Ani Shamati Mei Raboisai Kirameya. This psak, I also have a Mesoire, like Rameya said, U'T'mih Ani, Avol T'mih Ani Al Zeh, Va'al Zeh, but I have a T'mih on both of them. Sai Anshei Mechinom, in Sai Anshei Mersocha, Hayich niftorim b'shvue. How could a shvue pater them? So you have a double t'miyim. And both, I have a mesoira also that say Hashem echinim say Hashem esocha swear, and I have a t'miyah on both of them. Al zeh vi al zeh. B'gmorah meforish t'miyah. Tana Rabbona. Amaver, we learned about Raisa, Amaver, Chovis, Lachaveroi, Mimokim, Lamokim, Vishvoro, Bein Shem Echinom, Bein Shem Esocha, Yeshova, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So that's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shem Echinom, Yeshova, Noisei Socha, Yishale. So the Pashtis, Rabbi Yehuda holds Niskal, Lav, Peshaya. So Mamela Hashem Achinam will be Potter, just has to swear that he wasn't Peshaya. And I say Socha Yishalim, because it's not an onus, it's like Gneiv of Avedis, he should have to pay. That is the Socha of Yudah. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Zeh V'Zeh Yishova, T'mi Ani Michailim Zeh V'Zeh Lishova. So now the Gemara is going to explain the Machleit. Lememre de Sova Rameya, Niskal Lav Peshaya. Rameya holds Zevize Yeshova, he holds Niskal Lav Peshaya. So let's see what Rashi says. The Koma Yeshova
he says he should swear. Now he was a niskal, and that's the case in the Mishnah. He was a niskal.
The Kama and Rav Meir said Yishava Shaloi Posha Pshia Acheres, that he wasn't Peshei, a different Pshia. Dovadai Botzer Miniska Loi Have, it means the Sibbe, that he wasn't a Peshei, but the Sibbe Sashvire wasn't less than a Niskal. That means the Sibbe Sashvire was a Niskal. So you see that a niskal is la peisheya, but it doesn't even enough peisheya. Void the poital and noisei socher, alma oines choshev lei. So we see that Meir holds that a niskal is a din of an onus. And that is why say a shema chinam and say a shema socher potter, because he's an onus. So the Gemara asks Astir and Rav Meir, Vosani will learn to baraisa, Nishbar Kadoi Veloi Silkoi. A person was walking, and he was Niskal, and through the Niskal, the Kad broke. So he was, now the Kad is now the broken pieces of the Kad, Aber Beshusarab, Veloi Silkoi. He wasn't Mesalakit. Nefala gmaloi v'loi hemido, emeya mechayev bezeika. So let's go. So nishbara kadoi, so it seems he's chayev, he's called a kaira boyer. If he's called a kaira boyer, that could only be because he holds niskal pesheya. So since he was a pesheya bekriyas haboyer, he's called a kaira boyer. So we have here a stira. Here a Meir and Amishna holds Niska Lapeshenis and Onos. And there we have in Babakamim that he holds Niska Lapesheya and he's a Kairi Boyer. Vachachomim Oimrim Pota Medini Odom Vachai Bedine Shamai. Vikaimalon Beniska Lapesheya Pligi. That's the Machlokes. A Meir holds Niska Lapesheya. So Memeli was a Kairi Boyer, so he's Chayiv. He was a Kairi Boyer, and if he wasn't Mesalik the Boyer, he's Chayiv. Chomim hold Niskal Lav Peisheya. So that means he's not considered a Kairi Boyer. It says, Potter Medina Yodo. Chayiv Medina Yishamayim, he should have been Mesalik it, but Meikar Din is Potter. Omer Abolozo Tavro. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha you're asking that you have a stir in Rameya. Here, our Mishnah Rameya holds that Niskal la Pesheya. And then the Bereis it says that he holds Niskal Pesheya. So the Teret says, Mishe Shonezu, Loi Shonezu. That means it's a machlokes tanoim in what Rameya holds. The Tan of our Mishnah holds Rameh holds Niskal as an Onus. And the Tan of that Parais holds Rameh holds Niskal Peshe. So it's a machlokes tanoim b'shitas Rameh. But also Rabbi Yehuda Lameima. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, in this Parais that we had Amavir Chovis Lachaber Mimokim Lamokim that differentiated between a Shem Achinam and a Shem Asocho. Also, Rabbi Yehuda Lameima, Mishem Mechinim Yishov and Isisochi Yisholim, Haikidinei Vahaikidinei. That means Rabbi Yehuda holds Niskal Lav Peshayim. He's not an onus. So, Memela Hashem Mechinim is Potter, and Hashem Yisochi is Chay. It's like Neva Vaveide. Also, Rabbi Yehuda Lameima, in Gemara Kerameh, I have a Messiah Take that both swear in your Potter. Umiut miyani im yecholim zevezelishov. But I have a big tmiya if they can both swear, if Hashem Echinan could swear, if Hashem Yisocha could swear. So now Rabbi Elazar explains what his tmiya is. Bishloi Hashem Echinan mishtabe deloi posha. But Hashem Echinan, I can understand.
he'll swear the loy posha. We will say niskal la poshaya, so he'll swear the loy posha. Ela shayma socha amayim ishtabe, ki loy posha nam ishlu mi boye, for he wasn't poshaya, but he's also chay. So I don't understand why a shayma socha swears. Vafilu shayma chinom nami, afilu a shayma chinom, that he does swear, I also don't understand. Hotinach b'moki madrein. If he was niskal b'moki madrein, there was a slope, and he was niskal carrying on the slope. So then you understand, he's not a pesheya. Abo shalai b'moki madrein, mimotzi mishtabed aloi poshe, but if he was walking on a smooth ground, so how could he swear he wasn't pesheya? A niskal Shaloi b'moki madrein is a pesheya. So the Teres Chaim is mevayev. We're speaking about amavel chovis mimokim lamokim. We're speaking about a person is taking over a chovis from one place to another place. So normally this is in a city, and normally this is carried on the streets. I mean, you don't go into a field to amavel chovis mimokim lamokim is somewhere. There's two mekaymes be'ir, and you go in the street, and you deliver it. You take from one place to the other place. So normally, the streets of a city are normally flat. They're not, there's a slope also, but normally the streets of a city are flat, not months a year. So aval kaponim, so how could he say, he says like a straight aloche, that Shemachina Mespata, if we're talking about that he's delivering the chavis from one place to another place in the street, so he should differentiate if there was if it was Mamoki Matra, and it was a slope, a deep slope, so Mamela, and I understand. But Shaloi Mamoki Matra, how can you say if it's Stam alochem, the shemechinam is mishtabe, shloi b'moki madrein, he's a pesheya. Vafilu b'moki madrein nami, nafilu b'moki madrein, is hotina cheicha deleke rie. I mean, that is dafke, we believe him with a shvua, he can part himself with a shvua if there's no edim. Aval heicha deke rie, if there's edim, Maisi Raya Benifta. So then he's not Nemon with a shvuah. Then he has to bring Edom. The Sanya Isi Ben Yehuda Ima. The Pasuk says, Ein Roye Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim. They're speaking about Hashem Besocha. It was the Treife. No one saw it. Ein Roye Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim. Hoye Ish Roye. But if someone, if the Edom that saw what had happened, Yavi Raya, that means then you're not Nemo with a Shvuah. That Chiddush, that a Shoimer can pater his Chiyuvim with a Birur of Shvuah, is only the Pasuk says, Ein Roya. And if there's a Roya, not. So my mail, so the Teres Chaim explains, the minute we assume that Amav Chovis Mimokim Lamokim is speaking about in the ear, that's the Poshut place, from one Mokim in the ear to another Mokim in the ear, and they're carrying it normally on the street, he's carrying it, and on the street normally there are people that saw what happened, so how could he say, so Philip will say that there's slopy streets and there's flat streets, Abal Kaponim, how could he say, that Zev is a Nishba, it matters. So, I mean, that's the lotion of Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Lezer said, Im Yechoit Miyani Im Yechoilim Zev Azel Yishova. That means, first of all, I don't understand how Hashem HaSocha can swear. It's not an onus. Number two, in the Hashem HaChinam, it also depends And if it's for Moki Midrin, not for Moki Midrin, and then there was Aidim, there's no aid. Let us see Rashi. V'kaimu lomba bo bakama b'niyachas akad. Hai kidinei, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Tadutsi v'shem b'chinam v'neshem v'sach. T'vaadai niskal lav p'sheyo. He holds, and this is not a peshe. The noisy socha, Yishalim, but a noisy socha is the pay. Dinami lehavi peshe, although it's not a peshe, dinay leshalim, as long as it's not an onus, he has to pay. Atinich bakamadren, dikalameima, called loinesu, so that's not a peshe. Shle bakamadren, vadai peshe, it is this called vadai peshe. And then, אפילו בקמדר נמי, איך נפטר בשבו במוקים שבני אודו מגילים להלך, this is פשוט in a year, where there are people around, אלים כאין מייבי אידם, איך די קראיה, במוקים שאידם מצויים, נאי סיראיה, ולא יפטר בשבו את איסי. So that sheet is Rabbi Lezo, so he doesn't understand this, to say, I'm a locher, that Zev is a Yishova, that he doesn't understand. ורב מאיר, Ramei in the Mishnah holds Islay Niskal Onosu. He holds Niskal as an Onos. That's why Shemes Ocha is also Potter. Shemes Ocha Nami Potter. Or the Isi Leslay. He doesn't hold of the Klal of Isi Ben Yud. Let us see Taisvis. The Sava Rameya. So the Gemara has a stire in Rameya. A Sazira Meir says that Niskal is an onus, and then Baba Kamer and the Meir holds Niskal is a peshe. Avo the Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Rabbi Yehuda, Loikash. Va'afo gav the Chachomim, the Potri, Benishbor, Kadrim, Lisuka, Habi Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Niskal is not a peshe, but he's not an onus. It's like Ein Gneva Vaveda. And on Rabbi Yehuda we have no problems. Here Rabbi Yehuda holds Hashem HaSochar is Chayek, even though it's Kain Gneva Vaveide. In Bayit Boyer, if he made a Boyer through a Niskal, Rabbi Yehuda says he's Potter B'dinei Yodam. Av Agav Dechachomim Depotri B'nishbor Akadei V'loisil Kehavi Rabbi Yehuda K'demuchach V'aminiyah. So Taisha says, Rabbi Yehuda is no problem. The Sava Rabbi Yehuda Niskal La Peshehu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Niskal is not a Peshehu. V'kiven the Loi Havi Peshehu. Afal Gav Loi Havi Onus Gomel, even though he's not an Onus. Potter Min Nishbaro Kadai V'loi Silka. But if the Kad broke because of Niskal, so that it means it's a shtickel, his fault. He's not a pisheya, but it's a shtickel, his fault. He's not a nonus. That means a koire boyer is only as a shame koire if the boyer came about a yidei pshiyosai. Avo b'shenase b'oynes t'chein g'neiva v'aveidek m'ruach sh'eine metzuye. That means even though he's not a nonus, like Neva Vaveda, Potter, he's Potter. So Mamele, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says over there, he's Potter B'dinei Yodam, even though it came about through him. He's not an Onus, but Keng Neva Vaveda is not called a Kereba. And Taisu says, I'll bring you a Rayek, Ibitoni Beseva de Braise, the Nishbara Kadoi, Umoide Rabbi Meir. That means about Bekame, Rameya holds the Niskal Pesheya, Memele is Chayim. About Moide Rameya Lechachomim, Bemale Kankanim Alagag Lenagmon. If a person brought up Kankanim on a roof, to try them out, Vinoflu Beruach She'ena Metsuye Vehizika Yishul Potter. So you see, a Ruach She'ena Metsuye, which is not an onus, it's not a pesheya, but it's not an onus. So he's potter. So you see, as long as you're not a pesheya, you're not considered a kaira boy, even though you're not an onus. Fine. Vim taima, factoises amur de kekashe. Kinami sova rabbi meya. V'niskal lav peisheyahu. Okay, Rameya in our Mishnah holds a niskal is not a peisheya, ela onos, a real onos, and that's why a shema socher is also potter. Amai potter for odom amazik malbinen mipetzet achas potter lechayvoy aloynes kerotzen. Lektoisus amir de kekash. That means our Mishnah is speaking about in chiyuvei shomre. So, Hashem achinam is chayiva. Kshiyah, Hashem esoche is chayiva and ken gneiva vaveide. So, Rameya says, in hilchish shomrem, they're all potter on niskal, because niskal is a din onus. Niskal is a din onus, and Rameya, so it's less than gneiva vaveide, so that's why Hashem esoche is potter, Hashem achinam is potter. Vektoises, but by Odom HaMazik, we learn now from Petzatachas Potza that Odom HaMazik is chayv bein boinis bein barotzen. That Odom HaMazik is chayv boinis also. Vektoises, amir de kekashe. So, because of him, the chav is broke. So forget about Hilchus Shomrim. He should be chayiv to pay for the chavis, alt Odom HaMazik. And Odom HaMazik is chayiv bein boinis bein barotzen. Before we see Taisvus Teret, Taisvus says, say this in Hilchus Odom HaMazik, I saw na Teret Shmuel, he brings down a Machna Frayim. The Machna Frayim says, I'm more than a Yisod. The Machna Frayim says, Odom HaMazik is called if Odom was Mazik v'gufoy oy bekoichoy. That means, let's say, it was Niskal and he fell on the Chobis. So Memele, so he broke the Chobis. Now he was an Onos. So that is a din. Odom HaMazik is chayv bein boinis bein borotz. But if he was Niskal and the Chobis fell out of his hand, that's not Odom HaMazik. He wasn't Mazik it. That means through the Niskal, the Chobis broke. That's an Odom HaMazik. They're the only Sibis Achiv is only Al Chiyuvi Shomrim. Yashem Echinam, Yashem Esachim. And that the Gemara said, Al Chiyuvi Shomrim, he has a din onus. Niskal is an onus. But Odom HaMazik, this is not. From Taisus we see a Moir de Kizach. From Taisus we see that if a person was Niskal, and even though halachically Niskal is a din onus, Al Odom HaMazik, onus is chayim. And this is considered Odom HaMazik, and he should be chay. That's Taisvus Kash. We learn from a post. V'yesh loima, so because of this Kash, Taisvus says, I'm a Yisod. That what Odom HaMazik is chayiv bo'ines, the lav b'chol oines chayiv Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik is not chayiv on all onsen. And oinis of similar to gneiva v'aveide, k'may ruach she'ine mitzuye, which is similar to gneiva v'aveide, the minis sepek she'ine debo b'kame, v'nofal v'ruach she'ine mitzuye min agag, chayiv nezek. V'ruach she'ine mitzuye v'kein aveide, ki the minis sepek dalet v'ay. Now, a ruach she'ine mitzuye is similar to Aveide, which Hashem HaSochar is Chayim, and Hashem HaChinom is Potter. Where do we see this? Kedamrinen Soyperg Dalet Vehei, Vekulon Chayovin Lahazer Dmei Hashoyer Lebolov, Chutz Mishem HaChinom. Now let us explain what happened over here. Here it's speaking about that a shomer was given a shoyer, and he did not make a proper shmirah, and the shoyer went out and killed someone. Fine. So now the shoyer is also bano. Asher haniskal is also bano. So it says v'kulam chayovim lahazer demei hashoyer lebolo. Although, so that now he was given a share to watch. Now the share is also bano. So he was, so in Hilchus Shomrim, he has to pay the share. Chutz mishay machinam. Hashem machinam doesn't have to pay for the share. Umuki lahasam, the notre shmira pruse, he made a minimum shmira, vlay notre shmira maula. Shaymachinam kolso shmirosai. Shmira pruse aine dela shechele lamay beruach mitsuya, vishayin yechele lamay beruach shayne mitsuya, kidamashve barei shakayis. So now, we see from over there that a door that is aimed baruach metzuya, but a ruach sheine metzuya will throw down the door. So that's not a shmira meula. A shmira meula means you have to have such a door that'll stand baruach sheine metzuya. A door that's aimed baruach metzuya is called a shmira prus. And the Gemara says that a shemachinom is only chayv in a shmira prus. Hashem El Socher is Mechayiv in the Shmira Mula. So therefore, if he put the Shoyer into a Mokain, and there was a door that's Oymed Baruach Metzuyah, and a Ruach Shein and Metzuyah came, and the Shoyer went out, and the Shoyer became a Shoyer Anisku. So Hashem Achinam is Potter, because a Ruach Shein and Metzuyah is not a Pshia. It's called Kein Gneiv of Aveda. So I made enough of a Shmira. Hashem HaSocher is Chayim, because Hashem HaSocher is Chayim Kein Gneiv of Aveda. So one should expect a Ruach Shein Metzuyah also. So we see that a Ruach Shein Metzuyah is equivalent to Gneiv of Aveda, that Hashem HaSocher is Chayim Hashem Achinam is Potter. That what the Gemara says, Nofal beruach sheni metzuyah minagak chayiv nezek. So now we know a ruach sheni metzuyah is something ke'en gneiva v'aveda, because we see Hashem HaSocher is chayiv. So that what a adam amazik is chayiv bo'ines means an oines ke'en gneiva. Ke'en gneiva v'aveda. We'll see some tesis will be more specific, so. V'shem esoch ha-chayim, aval ba'ines gomo potah odom ha-mazik. But if it's a real oines, then odom ha-mazik is potah, k'demash mabir rishalmi. Now, Taisus brings rayas that a real oines is no din of odom u'ad lo'ilo. A rishalmi. What's the rishalmi? Vimho yo'yosham. Rishalmi, it says, if a person was sleeping. Now, when a person sleeps, so he moves in his sleep, and he can be mazik things which are next to him while he's sleeping. So it says like this. Im hoyo yoshon, ubo chaveiroi v'yoshon etzlo, and his chava went and lay down and slept next to him, viziku ze eze, and each one was mazik the other one. The rishon was mazik the sheni, and the sheni was mazik the rishon. Horishain potter. The Rishon is potter. Vashaini chayim. So what's pshat? Why is the Rishon potter? Because the Rishon is an honest. When he went to sleep, no one was next to him. So he had the legitimate right to lay down here. So there's someone lay down next to him, he's an honest. The second one lays down next to a person. So he's not an honest. He knows he moves in his sleep, so the second one is chayim. Raya number one, that a real honest is potter by Odom Amaz. Ubagoizel basra, and a second guy, that a real honest is potter. It says like this, there the Gemara is speaking about, a father had a behemoth, and the children were unaware that this behemoth was a borrowed behemoth. That means that they didn't know. They saw the father used the behemoth and everything, so they thought, they were under the impression that this behemoth belongs to the father. Right? He was working with it. When the father died, so by the Shloshim they made a siyim, so they wanted to serve meat by the siyim, so they shechted the behemoth. And then all of a sudden they found out, Kinderlach, this is not your father's behemoth. This is a borrowed behemoth. So they were mazik, the behemah of the shayil, the mashal. And the shayil is, they should be chayv also of the mazik. So it says over there, tovchua v'ochlua, mishalmin demei bosa bezeil. They only pay mashenenis. They don't pay how much the behema was worth. They only pay for the hanah they derived. Why don't they pay? They were mazik and another mood boilam bein ba'oynis. The kivin shloi hoyer lehem leida shehi shula. How were they supposed to know that it's a borrowed behema? Ein b'shalmi masha ziko masha nem. A second raya that an oynis gomo. There's no chiv of the mamas. Ubereisha meniach, a third raya. The Gemara says, Lefi shein dalkan shebnei odom lizboinen bidrochim. So, Mela, if a person is walking and he steps over a keli in the Rishus HaRabim, he's potter, because a person is not mizboinen bidrochim. Ay, odom mud loilom. So it seems that's called an oynis. Shashni the Hosan the Potle Pishoyulaida. The Khaim Bemasnisin the Hosam, there's a Mishneh, Hoya Balchovis Rishain. There were two people walking in the street. One was holding a barrel and the other one was holding a kair, and they're both walking. Vim Omad Balchovis, now all of a sudden the Balchovis stops. He didn't give any warning to the Balkaira, and the Balkaira is continuing to walk, and the Balkaira crashes into the Chavis and breaks the Chavis. So the din is that the Balkaira is potter. Why? Because he didn't know. So again, Taisus is bringing Rayas that an Oynes Gomo is potter followed by Odom HaMasik. For how be ki yoytse ba'ilu? Vim Taima. The Rabbi Yehuda the Omar Niskel Lav Onasu. Fatoisvis, fine. Rabbi Yehuda holds Niskel is not an Onas. Umachayev, Shaymer Socha. No, Shaymer Socha is Chayev. So, Memele, Fatoisvis. So, we see from Rabbi Yehuda that Niskel is not an Onas. So, now I'm back to the old Kashas of he's not an Onas. It's Kangeneva Vaveda. And we said that Odom HaMazik is Chayv Kengneva Vaveda. Nofel Beruach Sheina Metsuye. Odom HaMazik is Chayv. So Odom HaMazik is Chayv Vainoin is Kengneva Vaveda. So why is Hashem Mechinam Potter? Hey, Nochanam is not a Pesheya. But he should be Chayv also Odom HaMazik. That is his Kashe. Rabbi Yehuda the Omar Niska Lav Onesu. Mechayv Shemesoch. Am I Potter Mahava Bechinam? Like Odom HaMazik, and I said Odom HaMazik is chayav by anoynes can gneva vaveda. V'yeshloima, so now Tosfos clarifies this din of onus can gneva vaveda. So Tosfos says the niskal havil Rabbi Yehuda ke'en gneva, Rabbi korev loynes ulakach poter Odom HaMazik. That means Hashem Asocha is chayev by gneiva v'aveda. Aveda is a greater pshia than gneiva. So memele so aveda Odom HaMazik kein aveda, and Odom HaMazik is chayev. Kein gneiva, and Odom HaMazik is potter. And this goes havi kein gneiva. Avakol lepshiyeh k'damah bashel daveide k'ayv lepshiyeh gneiv k'ayv loynes v'ruach sheine mitzuyeh k'shuv k'ayin aveid lochi chay b'odom hamazik v'chein mashme ba'goizel kamen. Tosfos brings a gemara in a goizel. A porich l'man da'omar v'potar taboch umon shekilko. There's a man da'omar that says if you have a tabach uman, a professional shoychit, and he shechted, and he was mekalkel the behemah, he was matrif the behemah b'shchitos. So the mother says, he's potter, heichet the ovad b'chinom. That means if it was ovad b'chinom, he's doing it for free, and he lemaise, he was matrif the behemah, he's potter. So the Gemara Sakasha Mibraise, Diktoni Behema Letabach the Nibla. The Baraisa says he gave a Behema to Tabach who's Menavel the Behema, Chayev, Vimneisho Hu k'noisei sochor. He's chayev because he's just like a noisei sochor. Now, it would seem, that's not speaking about a noisei sochor, he's a shem achino, but he's chayev like a noisei sochor. So memele, so the moesakashes, so you see, a tabach uman shekilkel is chayev because he's like a noisei sochor. So Taisvis Hashta Ma Hoyos Porosei Shal Maksha Shuke Noisei Soch. How did the Maksha understand this? Alva Pishoise Bechino. Isoval the Choshiv Poisheyam. If he held that a Tabachum and Shekilka is a Poisheya, a Mai Toila Oisei Benoisei Soch. So why does the Braise say it's Chaya? Because he's like a Noisei Soch. He's like, wait, but they should Poisheya. V'sovar shedoy melegnei v'vavei d'vachal pikein chayiv k'din odom ha-mazik. And that's what it means. Im kein mai metaret, the Gemara answers, heim ibnei shu noisei socha. He's chayiv, if he is a noisei socha. V'doy melegnei v'vavei d'vachal pikein socha nami l'chayiv k'din odom ha-mazik. V'metaret medam alele in his gomon kein noisei socha nami lift. Elo vaday, odom hamazik chayiv b'chein aveide. So here Taisvis says, this fine line I just drew is as follows. Odom hamazik is chayiv by an oynes kein veide. Upota b'chein geneve. Vamedam elei hamak shekilku shchite dumen l'chein aveide. He's like a noisei socho, and just like a noisei socho is chayiv kein aveide. So this is also kein aveide shebechayev al todom hamazik. Umeshani eim ibnei shu noisei socho avo bechinam pota dave kein gneve. And that, so a noisei socho is chayev an gneve. Odom hamazik is chayev only an kein aveide. That is shita satoisvi. So the while we had one mahalach in the Gemara, we had a three-way machlokes. We had that Meir holds al kaponim in our Mishnah that a niskal is an oynes. So that's why Saya Shemachinim Shaiva Shema Socha is potter. Ab Yehuda holds niskal is not a pesheya, but it's kein gneva aveide. So there, let's say according to Taisvis, it's kein gneva. So Mamela Shema Socha is chayiv and Shemachinim is potter. Rabbi Lezer says, he has a whole bunch of problems. He says, Hashem is Socha Zichah should be Chayiv. And Hashem Achinim, after the thought of Peshaya, should be Chayiv. And Hashem Achinim, and that is Mokim Adman, Shalebim Mokim Adman. That was Rabbi Lezer's kash. Fine. Now the Mo is going to go back on the stira we asked between Rameya and Rameya. Now Mishnah would seem Rameya holds that Nisko is an oynes. In the Baba Kama, Rameya said that a person with a Nisko is called a Kaiser Boyer. And he's chayiv on the zekis that the Boyer will make. So the first house was, it's a machlokes tanoim what Rameya holds. Now we're going to have a second mala. Rav Chiya bar Abba Omer Rav Yechanan, Shvu ezu takonus chachamimi. He said no. Rameya Taka holds that Niskal Peshaya. There's no machlokes. He holds Niskal Peshaya. And theoretically, Hashem Achinom and Hashem Asocha Achayev. Because Niskal Peshaya. So, but Afal Pikein, it says in the Mishnah, he's potter of his swears. She'imi ata oimekein. If you won't say that he'll be potter, Ein lecha odom amav chavis lachaveri mimokim lamokim. That means, if you will say that anis, you're going to go according to the letter of the law, you're going to say niskal peisheya, so the transporting business will close down. No one will want to be zicha. You could be careful and you could do, but a person is a person, and no one would take on themselves the chayis to move things, because it's very olol to be a niskal. So in order that to ensure that people will still be in the moving business, so Chazal made a takone that he's potter. He just has to swear he wasn't another pesheya. But a niskal, forget about it. We'll see in a minute. I'm sorry. So the Gemara, heichim mishtaba. How does he swear? He can't swear loy poshati because he was pesheya. He has to swear he didn't do it bekavon. Let us see Rashi. Shvuezu Rabchi bar Abba leigasin and hochisin Rabchi bar Abba leigasin elo. Umilsa ba peinavshi mitaretz. Hod ramin leel. We asked the kash before the Rameh. The Rameh ben Niska. Omer Rablos and Avra. So machlekes tanoim at Rameh. Rabchi bar Abba poligad Rablos. First, we give the reason. Shimi ata poit chmintashlum kshenis kalain lechodom shadoich to ikoshlum betishova. Heichim ishtabel rabchi baba libid rame avadai peshayu. He can't swear was loy posha. So he swears, and the chanam, he was peshaya, and that's very old to happen. The shvu is, he didn't do it bekavone. That's shvu shalai bekavone shibaldiyev. Whatever it was, I was careless, but it wasn't done by Kavone. And they made it a takone. If it wasn't done by Kavone, you cannot mon from the one who's carrying the mass. Vosar Rabbi Yehuda Lameima, Shem Achinam, he doesn't hold of this whole takone. He holds you go Vosar Kadit, Shem Achinam Yishova, because Niskal Lav Peshaya. So he swears like Peshati. No, he says, oh, he is Shalom. Haikadine. Vosar Rabbi Loza Lameima, in Gemara Kremer, I have this Messiah like Kremer. Umiut mi ani mechelum zebe zeli shova. I don't know both. I mean, zebe kashas sayin shemachinam, sayin shemesocha. Vishwa mishemachinam, mishtabish like Boshaba, or shemesocha, amai mishtab, it means he holds like a mute. The niskala pashaya. But a shemesocha, why should he be able to swear? Gilai Pasha Nami Boishlum. Bafila Shemachina Nami, Otinich Bokimatra, Shlomo Mokimatra, Mimosa Mishtabe, Shiloi Pasha. Then he is a Pesheya. Shlomo Kimatra Nami, Otinich Eche de la Keria, Eche de Ikeria, Nasi Raya Bifta, Tanya Isi, Ben Yuda Oimel, Ein Roye Shwusa Shem Tia Ben Shneim, Oyesh Roye Yobi Raya Bifta. Let us see Rashi, Vosa Rav Yehuda. If Lugi, he wants to be chaylek olameima niskal lav peshaya. He disagrees with Ramei. Ramei holds niskal peshaya. There was a takona. He holds niskal lav peshaya. Lakav loinis ulapshia. V'dami lignevu v'aveda. V'takonis chachomim. Ein kan. No takonis chachomim. Alhaiki dine v'haiki dine. Shemachina mespota. Because he's only chayv amshia. Niskal lav peshaya. In Gemara Kerameh, this is Rabbi Lezer, the Shnei Pturim, Bishvu, Shemati Afani, I also heard this halacha. Be it me, Ani, Bishlam, Shemachinem, Mishtabe, Dlai Poshe. The Nobal, Mekrabi, the Svirali, the Niskala, Prisheu, the Lavonas, all the Shema Socha. Right? That's the Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter, Ahu Gavrim, Dav Kamava, Chavita, the Chamre, a person was transporting a chavis of wine, veristake de Mechuzet, and in the streets of Mechuzet, betavro beziza de Mechuzet, and there was a ziz, that means there was a board that was sticking out into the street, and it broke on this board. Also, lekame to Rabbi. So he came to Rabbi and he said, It wasn't his fault. It wasn't a peshay or whatever it was. Amalei, so Rav told him, Ristike de Mechuze, the street of Mechuze, Shrichi bo inchi. Zil Aisi Raya Ve'ifta. So bring a Raya. That means you're going to swear, that you want Peshaya. Since this occurred in the Mokim, where there's a lot of people, a Shvu will not bother you. Omalei Rabbi Yosef Barei, Rabbi Yosef asked his father, Keman Keisi, Omalei En Keisi, Yosfir Alon Kevosi. In Hanami. Ahu Gavra, second Maise, the Omalei Chavrei, Zil Zovenli Arba Meya Dani Chavri. You should purchase for me 400 barrels of wine. But Kifalu, now all 400 barrels of wine became chaynitz. Osa lekame derovet. So now the person who purchases said, "Now listen, what do you want from me? I purchased good wine; it became sour. I mean, it's your hard luck." Osa lekame derovet. Omalei alba meye dani dechamre tkife kole isolamutse. That means such a calamity should occur. People know about this. This is something that makes the front pages. I mean, I'm worried because a bunch of barrels of wine became sour. So people see and know about this incident. Zil aisi raye. So there are zicha. Perhaps over here, the ramping sarai here, it's not negei shvus ha-shoimrin, maybe negei shvus ha-shoimrin. But he told them, this occurrence was zikha known to people. So bring a raya, the mikore ki mizavnes lu, when you purchased it, chamre ma'al yahave, you purchased good wine, nothing was wrong with it, and it became chaimitz later, after you purchase it, and this people would know about, beifta. But some of you swear, Shavuos says, that won't help the situation. Amalei Rav Yosef Barei Keman Keisi, Amalei En Keisi, Usfir Alon Kebose. Zot Rashi, Beristike Rochov, Zizakar Yesh, Menakaisa, Beletz Shusarabim, Aisei Rai, Beine Nemon, Beshvua Elo Beidim, since this is Amokim, where people were able to see what occurred. Zvinis loch, kanisi loch, I bought for you wine. But kifalu echmitza became chaymitz. So he said, kola islu, emes echmitzu, when it became chaymitz, ve'etzel mihoyu, vishel mihoyu, shemesh alochoyu. Maybe it was your wine to begin with, and it was chaymitz a long time ago. You told him you bought good wine. These things people will know. So Memela, so Kozman, you don't bring Adam on this, you mechuyv to pay. Now, another din. Asking Rav Chiya by Yosef b'siche, siche is a place, Hani didoru ba'agra, Ve'itva nishalem palge. My time nofish lechad, bezuter letrei, korv loines, bekorv lepshiyah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the doru ba'agre, moit kofuf be'emtzoi, a moit, it was like a long board, that's kofuf be'emtzoi v'noisnei al kseifoi. That means there was an indentation on this moit that fit on the shoulders. So that means if someone wanted to carry something, so this moit it fit on the shoulders, and then on both sides of the moit used to have badim or kadim, or let's make the girsa kadim, v'noisnei shnei kadim b'shnei roishot. So on this moit, on both roshim of the moit, there used to be kadim, v'noisei by masa kovet, and this was a heavy masui, and this moit was called agra. Used to carry heavy masois with this moit. Mishalim palge. What happened? Poyo shekibol olav lahilich chavis mimokim lamokim. A poyo was mekabel himself to deliver chavis. V'nosam ba'isoy moit, and he carried these two chavis, one in the front of the moit, one on the other side of the moit. V'nishbar, and the moit cracked, the moit broke, and the chavis fell. Now, guten tog. Mishalim palge, he has to pay half of the hezek. My time. So the Gemara says, why does he have to pay? Nafish lechat. To carry two chavis in with this weight is too much for one person. Lehoya loy latinoy levadoy. He himself should have not have carried these two chavis. It's too heavy. Vizutri letre. But to give it to two people to carry, this is too little for two people. V'kivin de'enei roi l'shnei masois, derech ne'odam l'schazek l'toynei b'echad. That means people don't hire two workers to carry each cart because you don't need two people to carry this. For one person, it's too heavy. For two people, it's too little. Hilkach domi nami lo'ines. So that means like this. That the person who carried it was under the impression that he'll be able to do it. There's a possibility he could do it, there's a possibility he couldn't do it, because it's overweight for one person. So memele, derne onwis chazik uletoy neibechot. I mean, so people try to carry it, these two kadim and one moit. So there was a takone, so theoretically it's like momen amutl besofik. Was it the fault of the carrier or was it an oinis? So there was a takone that whatever happened, if a hezek occurs, since this is really more than the normal weight, the person who carried it says, I can do it. So could be the hezek was his fault. Could be it was not his fault. It's kov loinis and kov lepshia. So there was a takone. You pay half of the hezek. Bidigla mishalem kulo. Now bidigla the doru bidigla eitz mafutzel baroishoi. This was an eitz that was like a V in the front. I mean, there was a long eitz and then it branched out to like a V in the front. Now, Eitz mefutzel b'roishoy, v'koyisher boi masoy shnei b'nei odom, u'machnis tzavorei ben shnei p'tzolov, u'mutol al beis k'seifov. So that means there's a long Eitz, and it branches out in the front to two sides. He puts this behind his neck, so the branching out goes over his neck, and now the weights are on both sides, and he's carrying it in front of him, and the weight is on his neck, and he's carrying two masois. These two masois are two masois that one person can carry. He's carrying weights for two people's zichra peshaya. That, yeah, because by maso shnei b'nei yodam, a machnis avoy ben shnei pitzolo, umutol al beis kseifov, the masri is on his two shoulders, the kenoisi belosh nashkidis gavlo, the roishe shalmata oruch, there's a stick in the back, that means in the back there's a long pole, shaymid lofosh matzigoy bekark, if he wants to rest, it's matzigoy bekark. Mishalim kulei, shepshiyei, shahirbo bemasa shnei b'nei odom. He carried what really is a masi for two people. He carried it for one. Rabbi Bar Barchone Tovrele Hani Shikoloi Chavite Dechamre. Rabbi Bar Barchone, they had a barrel of wine and it was being transported by people, and it broke. Zot Rashi, Shikoloi noisei masois, v'tov rilei, sholoi b'mokei madrein u'bepshie. So Rashi seems to say, like the pasul like Rabbi Eliezer. So was a pshia. Inami bedigla, or the case was bedigla, he's also a peshe. He shouldn't have carried these masois, which is a masoi of shnei bniyot. Bekitza, these shikoloi were poishim in the carrying of the chavis, and it broke. So the din is that the chayiv to pay. Either shleiba mokim adri is a peshe, or digla is a peshe. The chayiv to pay. Rabbi Babachone asked them that they should pay. They don't have any money to pay. So that wasn't a problem. Shokol l'glimayu. So he took away their coats. The coats, so that'll pay for the wine. No, if he took away their coats, Osi, so these shikoloi came, Omru l'Rav, so they came to Rav, that Rabbi Babachone took away our coat. So they slept. Rabbi Babachone to Din Torah, he took away their coat. Omalei, havlu glimayu, give them back their coats. Omalei, dina hochi, the din is I have to give them back their coats. Omaleiin, yeah. Apostle Kemishle Mantelech Bederech Toiv. We'll see soon, Shad. Yovlu glimayu, so gave back the coats, finished. Omrulei, now these shikoloi saw this Rav is a very considerate guy and he understands an asik. Omrulei, so they told Rav, Aniyeana, you know, we're very poor people, but Tachini Kulayim, we worked the whole day, Vikafinon, we're hungry, Veleslon Midi, we don't have anything, he didn't pay us. They broke the wine, but he didn't pay us anything. Omrulei, Zil, Hav, Egrayu, pay them. Hungry people. Om alei dina hochi, om alei in, v'olcheis tzadikim tishma. Zot Rashim, dachtoivim lefnim mishiru sadin, v'olcheis tzadikim tishma, seifu dekro. So the goyin in Mishlei says pshat, and this is God Amir Viki Gemara. There's toivim and there's tzadikim. Toivim means, they're mevata. That means, mikradin, they own the money, they were mazik, they were peshaya, he could... Listen, you don't have to go lechol vo Yerushalayim al mishum shemidu divreihem al dinta. You don't go all the time with the letter of the law. Good, they broke it. You don't have to take away the coat in order to be mevata. And that is the din leman teilech b'derech toivim. That's lefnei mishur hasadin. You should do this. Fine. As we told, B'davkin lefnei mishur hasadin, don't go, it wasn't b'derech midre, as well as a peshe. She'd be mevata. She wasn't mevata. Then they said, the hungry, they worked the whole day. So he said this, oicheis tzadikim, that means there's another shulchan aruch for a tzadik. A tzadik is a different shulchan aruch. Rabban ben Zarai from this Gemara, the bigger the person is, the more chiyuvim there are on him. He is a different shulchan aruch. So Memele, so he told them, for you, the Allah is you have to pay them. Dina achi amalei en, pa'eches tzadikim tishme, adon Allah ha'seches omalei.